Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra, in on-trend hues like green and citron and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriasecret.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome to a brand new season of Criminalia, where we'll be talking about blackmail throughout history and the blackmailers behind those crimes. I'm Maria Tremarchi.
And I'm Holly Fry. Let's lay it out first. Blackmail is a crime that involves a threat to reveal private or otherwise embarrassing information about a victim, unless that victim gives in to demands of money or something of value. The threat is what is key to this crime. So common threats might include things like a threat to reveal private information about a person that's likely to cause them embarrassment, or a threat to reveal sensitive information that could cause a person financial harm, or a threat to accuse a person falsely of a crime, or to report a person's actual involvement in a crime. And in order to avoid the threatened action, the victim must give in to the actions demanded by the blackmailer. And blackmail is still a crime, even when the threatened information is false.
Most of the time, blackmail is treated as a type of extortion. The definitions of those crimes are related. The difference is that extortion involves threats of violence or other harm in order to compel a person to do something. Blackmail, like extortion, is generally classified as a felony, which could result in prison time. So under Title 18 of the United States Code, blackmail is a federal crime, and it's punishable by up to 1 year in federal prison, a fine, or both imprisonment and a fine, though it differs from case to case. State laws regarding blackmail vary widely from state to state, but they all have similar definitions of the crime. Some states treat blackmail as a criminal offense, while others treat it as a form of extortion or coercion. Kansas, for instance, views blackmail as a crime against the person rather than a theft offense. But in California, blackmail can be charged as either a misdemeanor or a felony, depending on the circumstances of the alleged events. But that's all in modern times and in modern courts. What if you were a 14th century blackmailer?
From the KGB to the Etiquette Queen, we have a lot of intrigue this season. We'll be telling stories like these.
The story about Emily Post and her philandering husband, Edwin. We'll talk about how, in the end, the New York Times portrayed Edwin as a hero for not bending to demands. It said he received a standing ovation on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, while his wife, who is best known for teaching us all etiquette over the years, was humiliated and divorced him.
And we'll tell the story of the suspicious timing of the death of King Edward II of England, who died after a visit from his son, Edward III. how King Edward III was then blackmailed by a Genoese priest in what's known as the Fieschi Letter.
And then there's also Nestle and the Pigeons, the time a man tried to blackmail the company after allegedly lacing products with poison and threatening to continue to do so unless the company paid him off with $14 million worth of diamonds. Where do the pigeons fit in, you might be wondering? You'll just have to wait to find that out. And that's just a small taste from a variety of blackmail stories we'll get into.
And just like other seasons, there's no wait. We're rolling straight from a world of forgery and forgers to one of blackmail and the blackmailers behind those crimes. We'll see you there, not only with some very real stories about some very shady things, but also with the cocktails and mocktails that we're making to go with them. Join us on Criminalia for a new season of Blackmail and the Blackmailers Behind Those Crimes starting December 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.